Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening today. So on today's show, my guest is Laurel Burns. Good morning, Laurel.
Good morning, Carol.
How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
And you are the Food and Market Manager for the Cooperage Project, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yes. Yep. So, you know, maybe some of our listeners out there do not know what the Cooperage Project is. So can you tell us a little bit about that, your role, how long you've been with the Cooperage Project?
Sure. So the Cooperage Project is a community building nonprofit organization. We're located right on Main Street in Honesdale. Our mission is to invite everyone to embrace diversity and your shared experiences to create community and deepen that sense and feeling of community. So physically, we serve as a hub where everyone, all ages, incomes and abilities can meet, learn new things, find helpful resources, and just have fun together. We work with a lot of partners in the area, like local government, the schools, other nonprofits, and a lot of volunteers and community members to make it all happen. Under that mission, we have three pillars of programming, we like to call them. There's food and markets, which is the pillar that I oversee. We also have youth programming, and that includes programs for the little kids like Romping Radishes and Microgreens, as well as pop-up club for the after-school group. And then we also have Teen Art Lounge and Teen Open Mic. So we really try to have a program for all ages. And then our last pillar is arts and culture. So that encompasses concerts, plays and acting types of things and community conversations, different topics like that. Mm-hmm. So myself, as the food and market manager, I've been with the Cooperage Project not quite a year and a half. I oversee our farmers markets, so that includes the Main Street Farmers Market, which is an indoor Saturday market in the winter, as well as our Northern Poconos Mobile Farmers Market, which will be hitting the road later this month. And then I also oversee some work in the area of food outreach, which includes our new program, the Senior Gathering Luncheon.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
and I love the fact that you broke it down into like three areas, which the Cooperage Project kind of covers, which is truly amazing. I know, working at the hospital and with a lot of nonprofit organizations, we have come here and held programs, which is awesome.
Yes.
You know, community events, health fairs and stuff like that, which is, again, majority of these programs are free to our community members.
Yes, absolutely.
And the Cooperage Project relies on grants, right? Lots of grants.
Yes.
Community support, donations, and things like that, which is so important. And so one thing I really want to talk about today is, a program that you kind of put under that umbrella is the Senior Lunch Gathering.
Yes.
So that's coming up at the end of July, right?
Yes, that's correct.
But we want people to register beforehand. That's why we're doing the show early, right?
Yes.
So can you tell our listeners a little bit more about that?
Sure. So the Senior Gathering came out of our previous program, the Senior Meal Distribution, which was a delivery service to seniors in their homes or their housing facilities. And that came out of COVID era programming. It was a response. It served a need. But it didn't really fulfill our mission of building community, especially when you consider that the aging office has their home delivered meals and there's other groups like Mom's Meals and things that provide that same service. So we decided, after much discussion, to kind of shift the focus from providing a service that already exists into meeting a need, fulfilling a need that the seniors have, and that is to fight isolation. It's always been present in the older community, but COVID really shined a light on it and put some emphasis on it. And so our new event is quarterly and it's in person. So we're encouraging folks to come gather together, gathering around a lunch prepared with locally grown and produced foods. And it's intended for folks 60 years and over. So Senior Gathering Luncheon, there's the name. And every event features a meal, and then also an educational or entertaining component to it. Our first event featured musicians from Honesdale High School. This time around, we're going in the more educational direction. We have Mary Urshick from the Aging Office coming to talk to us about the different services that they offer, including Medicare counseling. And so we're really trying to reach seniors who maybe don't feel like seniors and try to show them what services are available to them, because you know, they're entitled to those same benefits, even, you know, regardless of how they feel inside. Age is just a number, but you're still the age that you are.
Exactly. And I think that's it. I think, you know, when we think of someone 60, I know when I was growing up, when I was younger, 60 was like, wow, that's old, right?
Right, right.
But 60's not really old anymore,
no,
right?
No, it's not. It's not. There are plenty of 60-year-olds who are still very physically active and they're still working and, you know, but...
But again, yes, and that's the point. They are very active, but... You know, when we hear senior center and stuff like that, people think, oh, that they just sit there and do nothing. But no, they have overnight trips. They have great activities. Again, it's a great place to meet people and socialize. And this program, you know, this gathering, I should say, that you're having on July 30th is so important for our community, right? When I think about 60 and older, yes, I'm going to be in that category in a couple of years. But, and again, I'm working, but there are people out there that aren't working, right? And it's a great opportunity to meet someone. So it's going to be, what, Tuesday, July 30th. Can you tell us where and what time and how to register?
Sure. The event is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lunch will be served towards the first part of that time period, followed by the programming. The program is held at Grace Episcopal Church, which is at 827 Church Street in Honesdale. You have to pre-register because we have a limited seating capacity. And to pre-register, you can call me at the Cooperage. The number is 570-253-2020, extension 3.
Right. And can you, like, give a little hint what's going to be on the menu?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This month, we're featuring assorted quiches that are being made by Valley View Farm and Venue. And we're also having a side salad, a seasonal salad that's made by the mustard seed. And there will also be a dinner roll and dessert. Again, local vendors and food producers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sounds delicious. I mean, maybe I'll just pop in just to say hi, right? I'm here with Mary. I'm going to support her with the senior center just to get some free food. But I'm joking. But this is a great opportunity to come out and meet people. Bring your friends, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Like it's a free program. Why not come out and do something fun for the day?
Yeah, right? Absolutely, absolutely.
So another thing that you mentioned too is the farmer's market that's currently, it happens during the winter months, right?
Right, right. Our Main Street Farmer's Market is held indoors here at the Cooperage. That runs from the beginning of November until the end of April. During that off season, there are still foods growing and being produced here in the area. And so we provide that opportunity for the farmers to reach their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the regular, more traditional growing season, they can go back outside to the other markets in the area, like the Wayne County Farmers Market and the Holly Farmers Market.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have our mobile market as well.
And that's something that I know last year it was very active going out. And again, that was kind of put on hold. You know, winter months are kind of tough around here, right?
Right.
What's the plans now coming up for the mobile market? And, you know, what's your goal, like the payment and other kind of benefits of using it?
Sure. So the mission of the Northern Poconos Mobile Farm Market is to take the farmers market out to the people. We provide affordable, accessible, and equitable methods for our friends and neighbors to access local foods. And so what I mean by that is accessible, first of all. We heard feedback from our senior friends that they can't get to the farmers markets. They're either reliant on friends and family for transportation or the county transportation service. Well, county transportation doesn't operate on the weekends, and that's when most of our farmers markets are open. So they physically cannot get to the markets. If they could get to the markets, we were hearing that they couldn't afford the items being sold there. They are on fixed incomes. A lot of them use SNAP benefits, and it's incredibly cumbersome for farmers and farmers markets to be approved to take SNAP. So that's kind of where the accessible and affordable comes in. Equitable means that we're giving everybody a chance to get this wonderful food, and we're also paying our farmers a fair price for their products. And so we travel around the county to senior housing facilities, community hubs and centers, places where people congregate or would be passing through to give them the opportunity to purchase locally grown and produced foods during the week when those farmers markets aren't open. This year, we're kicking off the season the week of July 15th. Not all of our sites are finalized yet. I'm still putting all the pieces together, but I can tell you that we're visiting a senior housing facility in Holly and one in Honesdale, and we're very proud and excited to announce that we will be right here on Main Street in Honesdale at the Fred Miller Pavilion That's a Thursday evening market, perfect for folks on their way home from work, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. We will be there every Thursday from July 18th until at least the end of October. We're making a big push this year to get out into communities weekly instead of monthly like we had been last year, because we want to serve the people. We know that there's a need out there. And now that we finally have our SNAP approval and all of our ducks in the row, we're excited to make an even bigger impact in the community this year. Speaking of SNAP and payment methods and whatnot, we take cash, major credit cards, we take your SNAP EBT cards, and we also take Near Cash, which is both a reward program for nutritional and healthy living programs in the area, but it's also a way to extend your buying power if you are a SNAP recipient. And more information is available about that at the mobile market, as well as the Main Street Farmers Market in the winter.
Right. Wow. Yes. I mean,
it's a lot of information.
We'll give you a breath, you know, a chance to do a breather, because the information that you shared is, like, yes, truly incredible. I am just so excited that you're going to have the mobile market on Thursdays in the evening, because, you know, yes, sometimes I kind of leave Homestead for the weekend. You know, I don't live far away, but I usually don't tend to come back down on the weekends, and to have that opportunity is really amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, like, you know, our main audience or our target customer base is the seniors, but we also are trying to serve folks who are low to middle income. Mm-hmm. And very often those folks are working, but then you've got family demands and you've got other pressures. And so maybe you can't make it to the farmer's market on the weekends, but you're coming home from work or you're going somewhere with your kids. And so you can pop into that evening market, grab your fresh foods, use your SNAP card to help your budget, mm-hmm. and then prepare some good healthy meals for yourself and your family.
Right. And they can sometimes earn some Near Cash with that?
Yes. If you are a SNAP recipient, the first $10 that you purchase through your SNAP card will earn you a $10 Near Cash incentive. And that Near Cash can be used with us at the mobile farm market, and it also can be used at the other area farmers markets. Mm-hmm. Individual farmers sign up to participate in the program, and then wherever you find that farmer, you can spend your Near Cash.
Right. So again, it's like you spend $10, but you're getting
$10 back.
Yes, you're
getting an extra 10.
Which is awesome, right?
It is. It's absolutely amazing.
Right. Who doesn't like a deal? Like, right. Like if you think about 50% off, right?
Right, so right, yeah.
And then again, listen, I love sales.
Yep.
So, but again, it is just to help those individuals who are on SNAP benefits to extend that.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Because we know how important fresh fruits and vegetables are, right?
Right.
Fresh local produce. Like, mm-hmm. So besides, like, maybe lettuce and radishes, I'm just naming it. I'm sure there's a lot of other healthy things. What other items can be available at the mobile market?
Sure. So in addition to produce, we also have eggs, milk, cheese, and new this year, we're going to be carrying frozen beef and frozen pork, and that's all from a local farm. So you'll also be able to have more protein options with us this year as well.
Mm-hmm. Great. I can do my food shopping.
That's our idea, is to help folks understand that the farmer's market can be your first stop when you're buying your groceries for the week rather than your last stop.
Right, right, which is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we still have like a minute and a half left. Let's push that senior lunch, or did you have something else?
I think we've covered everything except, you know, contact information and that sort of thing. So yeah, we can give another plug for that senior lunch. It is July 30th. Which is a Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We ask that you pre-register as soon as possible, and you can do that by calling me at the Cooperage Project. And again, that phone number is 570-253-2020, extension 3. If you need to reach out to me about any of our other food and market programs, my email address is Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, at thecooperageproject.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can visit our website and sign up for our newsletter.
Wow. Yes. So much information. And again, so, like, yes, if individuals are out there and say, oh, I don't know about that, but there are so many means to get this information and to get this, you know, quality programs that you provide here at the Cooperage and for our community. That is so important. Community health, to grow that connection, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can all help each other.
Right. Laurel, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Again, the Cooperage does an amazing job here in our community. community. So thank you for everything.
Thank you, Carol.
Again, this is Carol Knier. I'm the Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. If you have any questions on this program or any other suggestions for shows, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for listening and have a great day.